This next course is inspired by the legend of the Maldivian ruling dynasty and the element of fire. A long time ago, it is believed there existed an orphan child who lived alone in the jungle on the Indian subcontinent. Local hunters who spotted the boy told the king, who subsequently had him captured. The king invited all the learned men and doctors of his kingdom to see this amazing individual. All agreed that the child was not a monster, but a normal human being. Teachers were appointed for him, and soon he learned how to talk and to walk upright. The king remarked that he was an exceptionally handsome young man and gave the name Malfadakio. Before long, the monarch discovered that he was full of wisdom and honesty and came to trust him more than anyone else in his court. One day, the king asked the boy, "During your life in the wilderness, what is the greatest wonder you saw?" Then the boy told the following story. "One day, I was cast by the coast, and I saw seven large ships sailing at a distance. Suddenly, an enormous fish came out of the waters, opened its jaws, and swallowed the seven vessels in one gulp. But before the fish could plunge back into the depths, a huge bird came from the sky and devoured the fish. However, the bird had flown but a short distance when an immense snake came out of a hole in a mountain and gulped down the bird." The king asked the boy to show him where the mountain was. After traveling a long distance, the king arrived at the mighty mountain along with the boy and the royal guard. He ordered that large quantities of wood be thrown in the hole and that this be set on fire. The pit burned for 40 days and 40 nights. After the fire died, the king asked his warriors whether they dared go into the pit. Since none of them had the courage, the boy said he would go down himself. A long time passed, and the boy reappeared out of the darkness with a fistful of gold dust. The boy told the king at the bottom of the pit there was nothing else but gold. The king ordered all his slaves to bring all this treasure to his palace. He was very pleased, and his kingdom had never been so wealthy. Full of gratitude, he asked the boy to tell him, "I owe you my fortune. I owe my fortune to you. Ask me any favor you want, and I will grant it to you." The young man said, "Oh king, the only thing I want is a large ship with a crew of experienced sailors and a load of gold dust." The kind monarch readily agreed, thinking it was a small price to pay for the blessing the boy had brought upon him and his kingdom. Once the boy obtained his ship, he bade farewell to the king and sailed away from the coast, southwards to the Indian Ocean. His ship entered the Maldives from the north, anchored there at sunset. Malfadakio became friendly with the local people. They traded goods with him in exchange for gold dust and welcomed him to settle in Mali. They liked him and gave him a shorter name of Kuimale. As time went by, the local islanders accepted the rule of this northern prince, and he was made king. A palace was built, and the island was formally named Mali, while the nearest island was named Huile. Since then, Mali has been the seat of the Maldivian crown, and now the head of state. Ladies and gentlemen, taking inspiration from this, smoke and fire is the first course. For this next course is marinated beef fillet, which we would like to cook for you using these blow torches to blacken it. For the main course, we've prepared blackened lobster with squid ink and sago. Enjoy!